Sheehan's third State of the City speech could be a precarious one. She has to navigate her way through the uncertainty of receiving state aid to meet a $12.5 million budget shortfall. Without it, city officials say the tax rate could swell by 22%. There have been no signs from the Capitol that financial aid may be coming. Still, Sheehan, a first-term Democrat, has plenty to promote, including a burgeoning downtown business and residential economy, and the new convention center project, which will remake many blocks in the heart of the city. But, as always, the city also has some major issues to address this year. There's the Albany High School rebuilding plan, coming up for a second vote February 9th. There's been a lot of criticism over the date selected for the election to pass the revised plan following a failed vote in November, which, according to Frank Commisso, longtime majority leader of the Albany County Legislature, may lead to yet another burden for taxpayers.
You can't even get the answers on the project they're trying to put before the voters. And in a very short time, it's already rumored that they want to do a middle school. So in addition to the increase they're going to get on this project, there's going to be another project coming down the pike in a very short time, which is going to be additional money. When's enough enough? People just can't afford it, and nobody's focusing on the seniors that have to decide whether they can put a slice of bread on their table or pay their school tax bill.
District officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Albany High, meantime, is grappling with a graduation rate of around 50%. School Superintendent Marguerite Vanden Weingard was forced to resign her position last week, and that topic could also come up at tonight's address.
Black Lives Matter!
And then there's the elephant in the room. The Black Lives Matter movement's interest in the case of Dante Ivey, an Albany man who died after being tased by police in April 2015. No charges were brought. After an initial call for District Attorney David Soares and the officers involved in the tasing incident to resign apparently fell on deaf ears, a November deadline activists gave Mayor Sheehan to fire Police Chief Brendan Cox predictably came and went as well. Sean Collins is an organizer with Capital Area Against Mass Incarceration, which promises to appear at City Hall tonight.
Members of the community are going to come and rally at City Hall and to sort of speak, you know, just sort of raise an alternative state of the city that probably won't be addressed in the mayor's remarks.
Chief Cox, who was not yet head of the department when the Ivey incident took place, is on record saying the officers will not be fired. The Ivey family reiterated their demands in late November through spokeswoman Angelica Clark.
We demand the disarmament of the Albany police, including tasers and firearms. The police have demonstrated repeatedly an inability to appropriately or professionally wield lethal weapons when faced with people of color or individuals with mental illness.
Last word from the police, Chief Cox insists his officers did everything by the book the night Ivey died. Mayor Sheehan has been unwavering in her support for the police department. Sheehan's speech begins at 5:30 p.m. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.